Welcome to Your Classical Adventures from American Public Media, where classical music meets your imagination. I'm Liz Lyon. When you listen to music, have you noticed how some songs are different speeds? Like the difference between running, jogging, and walking? It's because these songs are different tempos. That's the musical term for speed. Each tempo has a name, and composers will write that name onto the sheet music musicians play to let them know how fast or slow the music needs to be. When it needs to be slow, easy, or relaxed, one of the names they write is lento. Let's hear some examples in classical music of times composers used lento and talk about reasons why. What scene do you picture when you listen to Franz Liszt's Dream of Love? Pictured ballet dancers on a stage slowly dancing to the music. Composers use lento to create a certain mood. Instead of excitement or a nervous feeling, a composer could use lento to calm the listener down, soothe, or make them feel relaxed. This next piece by Beethoven is even called lento. As you listen, see if you can come up with three words that describe how it makes you feel and say them out loud. My three words are relaxed, sad, and dreamy. Maybe you thought of different words. When you're learning a new instrument, reading directions, or learning how to cook something new and yummy, it's always good to start slow and take your time. You don't want to miss something important. Composers can do the same thing. They can slow down a piece of music to bring a melody to your attention. Listen to this next piece. Does this melody stand out to you? That was the second movement, titled Lento, from Antonín Dvořák's String Quartet No. 12. We've talked about a few ways composers in classical music use the tempo lento. They can use it to set a mood, like cozy or sleepy, make you feel a certain emotion, like sad or even relaxed, or a composer will use lento to slow everything down and bring out a melody. I'm glad we talked about slow lento music today and heard some examples. Thanks for listening to Your Classical Adventures from American Public Media, where every note sparks a new idea. I'm Liz Lyon with help from Melanie Renata. Share what you're curious about and listen to a playlist from this episode at yourclassical.org/kids or wherever you download podcasts.